Hill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.
Hey guys, this is Joanna Shimonides from Love Island, and I host Access All Areas on Foodbar Radio every Thursday from 6 till 7pm. Stay the hell at home, keep your PJs on, and we'll keep you entertained. You're listening to Stay Home and Chill on Foodbar Radio, keeping you company through the coronavirus.
The Jack Mate Show on Foodbar Radio.
Who's this guy?
It's Joe!
Joe Charman. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well.
I fanboy every week. I guess get better and better every week. You're the skills guy, isn't
you? The skills guy.
How do you get so many skills?
I was born with the skills.
Was you?
Yeah, yeah.
What's been your best skill you've ever done?
I think it was chucking the Nerf ball over my house into a bin. That was a pretty triumphant one, that one.
Did that take many? 4 weeks.
Yeah, no, first time every time. Like, you know. My dad actually managed it before I did,
really?
Which is a bit of an insult.
Did you take turns? Or?
No, dad being a typical dad, watching me do it, like, yeah, give it here. And he nailed it first go. So.
No, he didn't.
He absolutely did.
Really?
Yeah, but then I did it straight after, so I needed that bit of an inspiration.
That boost.
Yeah.
That boost. What's been the ones took you the most, like, lengthy period of time?
Oh, honestly, they literally take 15 minutes. I don't judge it on how many times they take. It's generally like I just think, oh, I'll give that a go, and then I just...
Has there been any way you just can't do them and you think, oh, fuck
nah.
That. Really?
Nah.
Once you start,
you absolutely have to. It's like gambling with it. It's like you can't just let it lie. You know? So
when did you first do it? Like,
it was just during the Vine stuff. I started doing like comedy videos and sketches like everyone does, and then, you know, I just did one where I chucked a pencil behind my ear. And it was like, that's where it all started. It wasn't meant to turn into anything bigger than that. It just, that one went viral, then people wanted more, and it's like...
Was that pencil thing, was that always something you could do? And you thought, now I've got
Vine,
I can finally...
Literally, watch, you know, comedian Tim Vine?
Yes.
He did pen behind the ear trick,
yeah,
like live on stage, and it took him loads of attempts. But when he did it, everyone just went mental.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, I'll give it a go. It'll be a cool video.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it just blew up from there, really.
It's lovely, like, stuff. You ever done YouTube?
Yeah, a bit on YouTube.
What, like original content for YouTube?
No, just the skill stuff again.
Just uploading it.
But I've got picked up by Reddit, so I had a bit of a viral video on YouTube. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I've had my bits on there.
Sweet.
Shall we teach him a little thing or two about?
I think we should. Are you familiar with many YouTubers?
I know you guys.
Okay. Cool. Well, to be famous on YouTube, you don't do any of that skill stuff, showing off, doing stuff. You just shove a load of marshmallows in your mouth.
Okay. Is that just general rules?
That's highbrow talent on YouTube. Are you familiar with the Chubby Bunny Challenge?
I am not.
Okay.
No.
Well, let me reach over and get you these marshmallows.
Nice.
And
I love a marshmallow.
We will put them there.
Should we demonstrate how? There you go. How should we demonstrate how to do it?
Yeah, all right.
I think you should demonstrate how to do it.
We don't value talent here. We're just
good to know.
Yeah. We're just vloggers, but we need a moment to get into our vlogging personas.
Okay.
Yeah? Right, so without further ado, guys, here's the alligator chimp slide game.
There you go, mate.
One, alligator chimp slide. Two, alligator chimp slide.
Sound a bit more happy when you're doing it.
I'm really happy.
Yeah? Go on. Oh, God, you can hear it.
Three.
Oh, that's enough. Oh, you look well full.
Go on.
And look at the chimps out.
That's loads. That's too many.
You're nuts. You're losing your mind.
Oh, my God.
Go on. Oh,
that's enough. Oh, God.
Mr. Gat.
You're going to explode. That's plenty. That is plenty.
Mr. Gag Reflex is knocking at the door.
Oh, right. It's almost like you didn't need to do that much.
Well, we need a refill of those marshmallows.
Oh.
let's stall for time. Oh, what a day.
Where's the marshmallows?
Who likes weather? Does anyone like weather?
I love a bit of weather.
Yeah, it's just nice, isn't it? It's windy and it's sunny.
You're really struggling with those marshmallows.
Remember what we said? Chew and swallow.
So, let's say you play the game.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have ate too many of the props there.
Yeah.
So you might not be able to beat the record.
We got some more.
Look at that,
Producer Adam.
Marshmallow.
Here he is. That's why he's here, Producer Adam. Oh, also, that's Mr. Mellow.
You can't keep him out for 1 week. As soon as there's cameras, you need some more marshmallows.
Dear.
Here.
I like how now I've been presented with like 30 marshmallows. Like that's at all achievable.
But instead of saying banana chimp slide or whatever I was saying,
right,
you have to say Yeah, I've got skills.
Okay.
And then when you think you can't do any more, you've got to go, what are you going to do about it?
Right. So sign that'll off. Be your sign off.
Okay, yeah. This is going to go everywhere though, right?
That's all right.
You, okay. You did say before we started that you have very stretchy cheeks and you'd be able to smash it.
Yeah.
And you are.
Whoa, look at that.
Yeah.
What
the hell? Stretchy cheeks.
That's pretty good.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. We might have some.
I'm glad we got cameras here today.
Well, there you go.
Wasted. So without further ado, take it away, new vlogger.
Right, here we go. Yeah, I've got skills.
You have.
Yeah, you have. Come on. One.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Two!
Come on.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Three!
This is easy.
They call them stretch.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Four!
Yeah, I've got skills.
Five!
Oh, he's going to do it. Oh, my God, he's going to do it.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Six! Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Seven!
He still has got skills.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Eight!
Push him in.
Nine is the record.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Take it,
his mouth is huge.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Keep going,
keep How
going.
Many
are
we on? What's this?
It's 11.
It's 11.
You're
yeah, no way! You're going. You're
going. That's 13.
This is ridiculous.
We need more marshmallows.
We need more mallows. We need more mallows.
14.
You're
15.
We're going to do that. It's a sign off. Oh, a round of applause. The record is that. Was that 14 or 15?
Oh, 14. My gosh!
Oh, I can feel myself suffocating.
Jesus,
that was impressive.
Wow.
Well, I'm happy to say, not only are you the champion of that game, you are now a fully pledged vlogger. So congratulations.
Oh,
well played, Joe Charman.
Do I get a plaque and stuff?
You'll
I
get a plaque. So. You'll get there one day.
You'll get some plaque from those marshmallows.
That's exactly.
Hey! Bazingas!
Come on, Bazingas!
Oh God!
Come on.
Right, so now I've got shades on to signify I'm actually important. All right, this is viral interrogation.
Okay,
you're a viral star.
Yep.
And this is an interrogation.
It is. These headphones are up really loud.
Very loud indeed.
Just makes it more intimidating, if anything.
Oh, God. I'm smashing the setup again.
Stop kicking your fucking legs.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right.
You tell Joe the rules.
We're going to ask you some questions, mate. Of course we are. It's an interrogation. It's how it works.
Some quickfire questions.
Okay.
If you pass, if you hesitate or if you laugh,
you get a little mark against your little name on the leaderboard.
All right.
That's
all
a bad thing.
Okay.
You don't want marks.
We don't know where this leaderboard is, but it's somewhere.
There's a metaphor.
So I'm not allowed to laugh.
You can laugh, but I'd prefer you not to.
Right, all right.
I don't want you enjoying yourself.
Okay.
It's right? A serious matter.
We're going to find out if you've done the crime.
Okay.
So without further ado, PC Nozza.
Should I start?
You can start, sir.
Should I start with the questions now?
Yeah,
I?
Start with question one on your sheet.
On my sheet? State your full name, sir.
Joe Charman.
Oh, that's cute, but Joe's a kid's name, isn't it, Nozza?
Sure is, baby. What do you do online?
I do trick shots.
How many followers you got online?
1.5 million.
Would you trade them all for a real-life Pokemon?
I would.
What age do you want to lose your virginity?
Sometime soon.
How tall are you?
5'7".
How weighty are you?
What?
How much do you weigh?
9 stone.
Do you have a catchphrase?
Yeah, I've got skills.
Do your catchphrase again in a different accent?
Yeah, I've got skills.
Do your catchphrase if you were dapper laughs?
Oh, yeah, I've got skills.
Do your catchphrase as if you just shat your knickers?
Oh, yeah, I've got skills.
Favourite Disney film?
Aladdin.
How do you find Nemo?
Yeah, he's alright.
How do you find him?
Like GPRS or?
Oh, satellite navigation.
What's your favourite flavour of crisps?
Oh, pickled onion.
Describe them.
They're like onion but pickled. Oh.
Would you shave off your tash for 50 quid?
No.
Would you fuck off for 40?
I'm thinking about it now, yeah.
What's your least favourite emoji, Con?
Oh, the thumbs down.
You do a great impression of the shit emoji.
Good one, good one, Detective Dean.
Thank you.
Have you seen, that's a really good joke, Dean. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
I have.
Jesse Pinkman or Walter White?
Walter White.
Is Orange really the new black?
Probably.
Is Jack really Jones?
Oh, no.
What do you think of our producer, William?
He's alright.
What do you stink of?
Jupe.
How many sugars?
Two.
Milk first or milk after?
Milk first.
What's your best skills then?
Being alive.
What's 20 times 20?
Oh, 1,000.
It's wrong.
Twitter.
Is it?
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Handy or blowy?
Andy.
Football or rugby?
Football.
Four.
Anal.
If you're offering.
You're boring me. Do your catchphrase again.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Why don't?
Why don't who?
Why don't you fuck off? You're done, mate. We're throwing you in the slammer, mate.
You're guilty. Done.
Get out of town.
He's guilty of having skills.
You both lost your moustaches during that.
Yeah, I didn't bother with
it's
mate.
The stress. Yeah. It's the asbestos in the roof. Does it do that?
My moustache is on my mic, actually.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So there you go. Thanks, Joe.
Welcome.
For coming in.
I had chills.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Oh! Oh. See, I didn't even realise you were
double
doing
act
that.
There.
Oh, I like you guys. You guys can stay.
Thanks, Jack Dean.
Next.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
The gossip's already starting.
Why do I always laugh when it comes from
the way?
That is the voice of Sophie Kasai.
Yes.
What a weird enter a show.
Innit? How are you doing?
I'm doing well, you know.
You are?
Yeah. I am doing well. I've been working like a lot in London this week.
What you been doing?
Oh, everything. I just can't wait to get home now.
I bet.
I think like a lot of my work is in London, so I've been doing press for Geordie OG.
Oh yeah.
X on the Beach.
Yes.
It's mostly like MTV stuff, but it's fun. So I'm not complaining.
Okay, good.
Yeah. When are you going back home?
Literally tonight. Oh. I can't wait. I've just bought my first house and I like need to get in there.
I'm the same. Yeah. I'm 3 months into living in my own place.
How is it?
Love it.
So Steve, you got sofas now, right?
I've got a bloody sofa. Yes. And everything.
Listen, I know it's really bad, but you know what I keep saying? I can't wait to just be on my own and like just a bit.
I'm not.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah, like I've lived with my dad for 30 years. And a woman's got pleasure, and I just cannot wait. It's just pleasure on my own.
This is the most Geordie Shore thing that's ever been
Listen,
said in
you take
in
the girl
studio.
Out of Newcastle.
Yeah, oh, it's true.
Amazing. The way I had to go, I was like, what? I was like, they're just... Yeah. I'm not hearing from you.
Yeah, you can say whatever you like on FUBAR.
Oh,
no one's going to complain.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, you are back for the second series of OG.
OG, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. The first one that happened, I wasn't on that one because I was still sort of, like, transitioning from Geordie Shore to, like, out of that.
Okay.
So it has took a little bit of time to, like, become sort of... Sophie Kasai rather than Sophie Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone else around us is having kids and settling down and, you know, going through the next stage in life. And then there's me.
Yeah.
Single, just moving out with my dad and still going out and partying and being hungover every Sunday. So can we just say there's always that one friend.
And there's always that one friend. But do you know what? You're living your high life.
Yeah.
So why not?
Exactly. And like everyone's different. I get that. But I am a little bit more relatable. So yeah. I think me being on this Geordie or Jay show, people can relate. Like, you know, I am 30, but life is very different to me compared to everyone
exactly.
else.
So,
yeah. So what's different about OG to the original Geordie Shore?
To Geordie Shore. Yeah. So Geordie Shore is obviously like a show where we're all living in the house together, going out, partying, and that's it. If we're like talking about normal day-to-day stuff, nobody wants to know. So I think with Geordie OG, it's following our lives. It's more of a reality, proper reality show where they can follow our lives, see what we're doing in a day-to-day. So, like, if I was filming now, they'd be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they'd film more this kind of stuff, which people want to see.
Rather than you just partying in the house. Like,
I did that for 10 years. Yeah. People are bored of it. I'm 30 years old. Do people really want to go and see me falling out of the club anymore? No. I mean,
you'd rather do it privately.
Privately. I mean, my days are gone. But yeah, Geordie OG's is a really good show because it's very relatable.
Yeah.
Like, people can relate to any single person on the show.
So who's on it in the second series?
So we've got OG's. So we've got Gary. We've got...
Now a dad of two?
Dad of two.
Yeah, which will be good because you can see his life as well with children.
Exactly.
Like, who would have thought Gary would have kids?
Gary, with top shagger, is now got two children. I'm the first person to have kids.
No longer the top shagger anymore, that's for sure.
Hopefully not. Well, I don't know, having all these kids, he's still doing it. Just with the one girl rather than 200.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we've got Marnie, who has a baby on the show as
Amazing.
Well, and that's all filmed.
Have you met the baby?
Yeah. Marnie's my cousin, so like we're like family, so I try and see the baby as much as I can. I was with him last night.
Aww.
I give him a little bath and,
okay.
and I like put all his jammies on. It was so cute. And then
that.
we've got Aaron, who's now having a baby as well.
Oh my gosh, you're having kids.
Holly, who's just got engaged. She's got an engagement party. And
so you're the single crazy one.
Yeah. I am that person trying to find love. I've just came out of a relationship, like a breakup a couple of months ago. So you know what it's like, like you both know, like people go through breakups. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is really hard.
Especially in the public eye.
100%.
Yeah.
And I went through a really tough time.
Yeah.
And I had cameras following us 24/7. And, you know, I'm going to meet up with my friends who are having kids and settling down. And then they're like, so what's going on with you? And I'm like,
just going for a break.
Very much single.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know yourself, in this kind of world that we live in, it's very hard to find boys.
I feel like they're just non-existent. They're just like, and when you do meet someone, it's in the public eye, or even not in the public eye, and you're in the public itself, it's like a bit, it's just difficult. Like,
it is
just
really hard.
Just hoping they get it.
It's like, people think that we're going to get lads left, right and centre.
Yeah.
It's not at all. Lads feel intimidated, or people think they're going to be sliding into with DMs.
Mm.
Tell you what, my DMs is big, like, it's crap.
You should see my DMs.
I mean, yours is good.
Yeah, some, I mean, here and there.
She's like,
here and there. However, majority of them are just creeps going like, hey, true. Dear. Yeah. Anyone says, hey, dear.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you, dicks?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Do you ever get dick pics?
No, that's one thing I don't care.
I get some sore ones now. You don't want to see it. It's like thrush galore. On my indirect messages, like,
lovely.
God. Yeah, yeah. Why they need canister on
my
Insta.
Why are they open to showing that?
What?
Open to showing a sore.
I don't know what they've been doing. I mean, they must be looking
maybe
through my
just
Instagram,
really excited,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is. They've been looking at some racy pictures on your Instagram.
Amazing. So what made you want to go back to, obviously, filming with the Geordie Shore crew?
I think, like, everyone knew us for Geordie Shore for all these years, and people do assume that we are still Geordie Shore people.
Yeah.
And I think with Geordie Shore, I'm known as Sophie from Geordie Shore.
Mm.
I don't want to be known as that. I'm Sophie Kasai. There's another side to us.
Yeah,
there's Sophie Geordie Shore. But I want people to see who I am and my actual personality and how I interact with normal life. And no one's really seen that with me. Like, unfortunately, I haven't really been on many other reality shows.
Yeah.
It's always been Geordie Shore. I haven't been given them opportunities yet. So for me to go on something like Geordie OG is just a breath of fresh air, because now people can finally know, like, who I am as a person. So
exactly.
I've took that, like, opportunity with both arms.
Do you think that it means that the actual Geordie Shore series is on the way out?
You know what? There is a new total cast on Geordie Shore, so there's a different kind of viewers.
Mm.
Like, we're all a little bit older now, so we watched Geordie Shore years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was the in thing, because we could relate.
Yeah.
We were doing the same thing, but now we've all grown up. We are settling down. We are all having family.
Mm.
So now we don't watch that. So, but there is a generation that's still watching it.
Yeah.
So as long as they're still watching, the show's going to keep going on.
You know, definitely. I once went to a party in the Geordie Shore house.
Stop.
Did you?
As a journalist. Tell me all. They invited loads of journalists up, and we spent the night in the hotel, but then we partied. You weren't there, no.
Was not in that one, right?
No, it was Vicky was still there. And,
and
Charlotte. And
did they get you drunk?
The journalists were worse behaved than people were crying. There was
a
hot tub.
A journalist went to an after party with Vicky, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Charlotte dragged me. I mean, Charlotte's, you know, who she is, and she's very funny. She dragged me into the toilets while she went for a piss because she didn't want to be by herself.
I was like, Charlotte Crosby, everyone.
What is happening? But it was really fun. But I can see how years of doing partying and then coming in and eating loads of crap food and blah blah blah.
Exactly.
And
it's just not good for you long term.
Not
at all. And like, our body's like seen a massive toll on it. Like, we're always in the media, we're always in the public eye for our weight and going up and down. And of course that's going to happen. Like, we were girls on Geordie Shore living in a house for 6 weeks, no mobile phone, no access to anything apart from alcohol and pizzas. You're gonna put weight on.
And people say, like, even when I went to Love Island, I was like, I'm gonna be in the gym all the time, be working out. Absolutely not did I ever step foot in there.
Yeah, because you're having fun, you're doing other things.
Exactly. Every 2 weeks I'm like, the boy's like, Joe, you're gonna come work out? You said you're gonna work out. And I was like, maybe tomorrow.
Exactly.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. And you know what? And then, like, we get out from Geordie, so we all train and get fit, and we'll go back in, we'll do the same again. So our bodies have been up and down for so long. I'm finally at the stage now where I'm like, not filming, I can just really focus on just eating well, looking after myself. And
this does seem to be a thing for the Geordie Shore girls, doesn't it? You get loads of attention for maybe putting on a bit of weight,
and then you lose it,
you'll look incredible.
That's how we see in the press room, that's why.
Literally.
That's how it works.
Keep a career.
Ian Boldsworth on 3 Bar Radio.
KSI and Randolph.
Randolph?
Randolph.
Randolph.
Randolph. That's a bad intro, isn't it? That's a terrible intro.
It's one vowel.
Look, can you hear him? He's shouting. He's furious. Are you there, KSI?
Yo, what's up?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Just very quickly, what's the backstory with Logan Paul?
So, pretty much, after I beat Joe Weller, I called out Logan Paul to fight, and we had a bit of back and forth. And then we decided to fight each other.
I thought you were a rapper.
He does it all.
So wait, so let me get it straight. Sorry, hi, it's Ian here, my show. So why are you having fights with people?
Well, I mean, obviously, I got to show that I'm the best boxing YouTuber on YouTube. So it's kind of like, you know...
Can I become a boxing radio presenter?
Yeah, please.
Can I fight people?
I mean, you definitely should. Like, there's definitely a gap in the market there.
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Just quickly, so which one of these gentlemen on here is KSI? I'm asking someone in the studio.
Bandella.
On the left?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Can I point out, they did train for this boxer.
Okay, I've just had an idea.
Oh, okay, you want to fight KSI.
Pretty much KSI is the black one.
Oh, yeah, there you are. Right, okay, so you look relatively well built. I can't tell because you've got like loads of clothes on and stuff, so I can't tell if you're ripped or anything. I'm also...
He's not ripped.
Well, I'm kind of ripped. I'm like ripped in the same way as the other bloke is, as Randolph. I look a bit like Randolph a little bit. Right?
Yeah, I'm ripped right now.
Right, so here's the thing, right?
Since the fight, I lost a lot of weight where JJ put it on. I gave him my weight.
Is that him there now as well?
What?
Was that Randolph then?
Yeah, it's both Randolph and Randolph.
God, this is hard work, isn't it?
If you're saying that you want to fight with KSI...
what I'm saying is I don't want to fight.
Oh, okay.
I want to set something up as if we are going to have a fight.
Do it.
And then we won't have the fight. That's very important, though, that we don't have the fight. I reckon if I keep pushing their buttons in the right way, they'll start fighting each other right now. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
They've got loads of Twitter followers and stuff. That'd be a proper big scandal. Won't be happy unless one of them's lost a tooth by the end of this interview. See, I don't know who any of these people are. I don't know. Oh, no, is Logan Paul the dude who was all hounded off YouTube because of
they found a
body.
The body, and they need to post the video.
That's
about
that dude, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we always wanted KSI.
I heard about that. What could I do as someone who doesn't gorge myself on this horrible YouTube spatting backwards and forwards and that? I mean, I don't know why you can't all be friends. What would have to happen for you and what's he called, RuPaul, whatever he's called,
Logan Paul?
What would happen for you to make friends again and to be all good friends in the end, and then have a nice handshake, and maybe you can come on and sing a song on one of your pop songs? That what would need to happen to do that?
I guess I'd need to knock him out. I think
what's with all? Why are you so aggressive? Why is that? Why? You don't have
what
to knock him out. Why
can't? It's my destiny to knock him out. Mm.
Can't you just do it with words and witticisms and a bit of Oscar Wilde business? Boring. You don't have to punch him.
We've already done that. It's time to get in the ring and do what is necessary.
I think it's a shame that.
If anything, it's entertaining for everyone else.
Yeah, that's said if you're a bank manager. But I think it's a shame that is what it has come to. I think, I don't know if you recall, you're probably just a little child when it happened, but the pop star Robbie Williams and Liam Gallagher they were going to have a fight one point.
Yeah.
The Brits, Robbie Williams, said, I'll have a fight with you and all that, and Liam Gallagher said no. And I thought Liam Gallagher was the bigger man for that.
That's boring.
So what I think is, I think the best way of dealing with the situation is forgive me, KSI, I think you should rise above it, is what I think you should do.
No chance, mate.
What would be the damage if you didn't actually have the fight?
What?
Is it the difference between a house and not a house?
No, it's because we've had the fight and it ended in a draw.
Right, call me cynical, right? Right, call me cynical about this. No fight ends in a draw ever. A fight only ends in a draw if it's stopped.
Also, if I knock him out, like, we don't have to hear his terrible music as well.
Right, okay. I think this is all about double bubble, isn't it? It's a draw. Ergo, another fight. There we go again.
Well, you think there's going to be another draw?
Fuck. Why could you not fight him properly if you're so hard?
What?
Why was it a draw? Should have knocked him out, mate. Come on.
Well, I mean,
you wanted a draw because you know that you could get money for another fight. That's what it is.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Woo! Oh, there we go. It's El Meadow.
It's me, El Meadow.
There we go. He's like, woo, woo.
That's my introduction to pretty much every occasion.
Good. I've got my phenomenal woman T-shirt on, which is a reference to a poem by a woman whose name I'm going to totally mispronounce right now, but I'm going to go with Maya Angelou.
Okay.
I'm going to pretend...
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it confidently. Uh-huh. Maya by Maya Angelou.
I mean, really, it's the effort that counts.
Yeah. And, yeah, I got this T-shirt that says Phenomenal Woman, and I've been wearing it all day, and I'm feeling good.
Feeling phenomenal. That's all I aspire to do, to be female.
I'm into it. I'm into it. And you've decided to come on my show with no idea of what is happening.
I
love this.
No idea what's going on. Yeah. I turned up, got handed a piece of paper, sat down, and we're rolling. How does the radio work?
Well, right now we're going to play a game called Dirty Talk. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you know how this game goes?
Vaguely.
I will explain. So me and Elle have got three pieces of paper in front of each of us, so three each, and they are turned upside down, so we don't know what is written on them. We are going to simulate phone sex or dirty talk.
Oh.
We're going to get real dirty. Well, or whatever. We're going to get something. Who knows? Who knows what it will be? And then as we are in the mood, as we are, like, getting our groove on, we will take it in turns to turn over a piece of paper, which will have a word on it, and then we have to put that word into what we're saying, into the narrative of events.
Is it a competition or is it just...
It's not a competition. Fancies. It's literally just, like, it's an improv game.
Oh!
Everyone loves a good improv game. Are you ready?
Yes.
We've got some sexy music.
I wish you guys could see me dancing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm really sexy.
I'm also just, like, burping up some cider. It's real hot. Okay, who wants to start? Who's calling who?
Me.
Okay.
Bing, 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 bing. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Hannah.
Oh, hi, Elle.
How did you know it was me?
Because I saw that it was you calling on my phone. I have your number. Yeah. I have your number saved since last time I saw you.
Oh, Hannah.
I can't stop thinking about that time.
Me neither.
Oh, yeah? Every time I think about it, I chew on my cheeks. I get so aroused in public, I have to control myself.
Hannah, you have no idea how orange that turns me with lust.
You know orange is my favourite colour.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love it when you turn orange. It really gets me going. Yeah. I want to paint your whole body in orange.
I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to paint
I've got some orange paint in my garage. Come over tomorrow night and I'll paint you in orange. Honest, I will.
Honestly. Oh, Hannah, you know how to turn me on. Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to be mopping up all of this
paint.
Happiness! All of the orange paint off the floor after we paint each other with it erotically.
Yeah, we'll be naked body painting each other in orange.
Oh, stop. Oh, shit. I just spilled cider.
Well, let's hope we don't spill any paint. Or, you know, things could get messy and dangerous, but don't worry because I brought helmets for us to wear. Safety first. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
We don't want any orange babies. I'm serious, Al. I'm really turned on by you, and I want this to happen, and I want it to be real.
Mm-hmm. The way you talk about the colour orange just arouses me. I am so open to trying orange paint.
Open?
Open.
Like, open-minded or, like, physically open?
Open-minded, open to you, open to other... No.
That's your hard limit.
It might be my game, but it's not your game.
Orange paint is my kink. You're my kink.
Hannah.
Elle.
Hannah.
Elle.
Hannah.
Anyway. We did it.
I normally, like, I could not keep a straight face.
You were, like, gone.
Oh, my gosh. I normally consider myself, like, Tina Fey. Like, poker face all the way.
Yeah.
Just broke me instantly.
What were your words then? Orange, open, and mop.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'm with two honest
cider.
And humble.
Oh, I've got
some toilet paper here.
Oh yeah, why do we have that in here?
We have toilet paper in the studio because I got really sweaty and I needed toilet paper to mop up my armpits. Mop
True
again.
Yeah.
This is my reality.
Just a busy girl.
This is my reality. Just let me live my life.
Women get sweaty. Okay.
I know. Right. It's just a hard truth. I hate it.
I hate to break it.
It's because I just filmed a thing and I was under lights and that always gets me going.
Yes, you know, lights are just very...
They're hot!
late. They're really hot.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
We have four diamonds in the house.
Can I just say it's five of diamonds? I did join their band a while back, so it seems
that's not
five.
What my notes say, so sorry. That's incorrect. How are you girls?
So we literally had like a 12-hour day yesterday on 2 hours sleep.
Oh my God.
Which
heels
was...
on. Yeah, we'd been in heels for about 24 hours yesterday.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Do you know after the club when your feet like hurt so bad that you can't even take it no more? And then you have 2 hours sleep and you wake up and your feet are still throbbing.
And you got to put them back into heels.
Yes. Literally.
Yeah, what is wrong with you girls? Just wear a pair of trainers.
Oh, I wish.
It doesn't have the same effect, darling.
No, especially when you're 2 foot. I mean, you're short.
Yes, so short.
Mm. How tall are you 2 foot?
Oh, they're
not bad.
Yeah,
seven.
They're the tall ones. Yes.
We're going to need some heels on. Mm.
Yeah. So you guys took part in X Factor four years ago? Nearly four now.
Yeah, 2016.
What was that experience like for you?
Amazing. It's such a great opportunity. Obviously, we wouldn't be where we are now without it. I think it just taught us so much. We always say it's like a fast track into the industry.
Yeah. Massively.
But you still have to work for it. That's the thing.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
Early mornings, late nights.
Mm. It's not easy.
Yeah.
But it's, if anything, we'd say it's probably like harder to go through that like fast track and then come into the real industry and be like, oh, wait, like... You realise how grateful you are to have experienced those things, because some artists don't even get to experience what you experience when you're on that show. Yeah.
Who was your mentor?
Louis Walsh.
Did you guys go in together, or did you get paired up when you were there? Like, how did you meet? Like, can you explain it to me? Because I'm really interested in stuff like
that. We went in as four soloists, but no one ever saw that because like the producer's audition thing that we went to. And then we got like rejected. We didn't get to be a soloist. And they called us and they were like, oh, there's a management company that are putting together a band. Would you be interested? We can pass on your details. So we were like, yeah, why not? And we ended up in this day in June. Was it June the 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 30 girls in a room we'd never met before, like we're from different parts of the UK, and literally throughout the day like girls were getting sent home and we were the final four at 6 p.m.
Oh my god,
the funny thing is none of us were actually going to go to the audition, like at the start. Like, I couldn't get the train down. Sophie, where were you?
My best friends booked my ticket because I wasn't going to go.
And Caroline,
I was in
New York.
Oh, I was going to go. To
you really wanted to be in this cover. And what's it been like for you since the show? Because you did pretty well.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we've had like a crazy few years, and I think when you actually look back, you're like, oh my God. But in the moment, you don't always realise how amazing things are. So last year, we supported Rita Ora on her UK leg of her tour, which is like amazing. And at the time, like, we found out, I think it was just over a week before the tour, and you don't really have time to process it.
Yeah.
And then you look back and you're like, what the hell? We were performing in the O2, like, it was nuts.
Did you guys, like, disagree on what songs you wanted to perform at that point?
Nah.
Because you've got a week to decide. Yeah.
We've only got singles, really. We're still pretty new, so
we just have to go with it. But we've definitely performed our favourites.
Yeah.
And how were the crowd?
Oh my gosh, amazing.
We had such a good reaction.
We said afterwards, we don't think we saw one negative comment.
Oh wow.
In the whole of that tour on any of the social medias, which actually is really, really not easy to achieve. There's always someone that's got something to say.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any of that.
Because if I was a singer, I'd be so scared to literally sit there and go, okay, what's the crowd going to be like? Imagine they're all just standing there like little sardines, like just standing like, staring.
What'd you do? Some people do. When we got out on stage, obviously everyone's there for Rita Ora.
Yeah.
Like, so we get looked at like, who are these girls? And then by the end of it, like, they're doing the dance moves with us. So,
There was times where you'd smile at someone like singing and they'd just stare right through you.
They wouldn't even smile back.
They probably weren't thinking you were looking at them.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't think they think you're looking at them, but the amount of times you do that where you're on stage and you're like, and they're like, okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm the culprit, because I'm sometimes like that at a concert and I'm having the best time, but you can't see that on my face.
I got called out by a drag queen once in a gay bar because I was just staring. She was like, you're staring at me like I'm a piece of art. I was just going Arms crossed.
They were.
I was having a good time. I was just watching what she was doing.
The day we released our first single, Name On It, we went to see Katy Perry at the O2. The label took us, and it was amazing. And I remember one of them saying to us, "Girls, you look miserable.
Did you have fun?
We're like, you don't realise like that's what we dream of doing.
Yeah, so take it all in.
It's like watching, I don't know, like. It's a pro, like, it's actually, you're soaking it all in. You're not necessarily going to stand there every time, like, with your arms in the air.
You're actually
soaking it in, so I get it.
Well, we're going to play a little game with you today.
Oh, yes, let's
game. I am going to be the quiz master.
I don't even know what the game is.
Well, so basically, we've got a load of X Factor-related headlines.
Oh,
but you have to guess, juicy. You have to guess which word has been blanked out.
Okay.
I'm actually an X Factor, like, I was a fan, so hopefully I'm good.
Okay, let's try one. Simon Cowell wanted Cheryl Affair. She played me like a blank.
Violin.
Fiddle.
Piano. Cello. Dog. Fiddle.
You're actually not far off.
Cow.
Played me like a
cat.
Bull.
Cat.
Played me like a beautiful cat.
Oh, jeez.
Who wrote that headline?
Simon actually admitted himself. Yeah, I don't...
How does it's
not very sexual.
Yeah, it's very strange. Like, is cat basically... Is he trying to say...
I don't think he is.
Oh,
she played me. He's saying she played him.
But how do cats like, play?
Anyway,
obviously,
who the hell knows? But yeah, apparently, they were quite into one another. Who knew?
Oh.
Louis Walsh claims he only left the X Factor because Simon Cowell blank
kicked him off. Oh, is it just one word?
Booted.
Three words.
Booted him off.
Him off is right.
Sacked him off.
Is it
didn't like him?
Is it a swear word? Him off.
No.
Oh, fucked him off.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's a swear
word.
For it. That's a swear
word. I was thinking of a different swear
Tossed.
Word.
Tossed.
You dirty girl.
It was paid him off.
Oh, that was obvious.
I don't mind being paid
That's
off.
That's not very juicy.
I'm not over that. Sorry, guys.
Okay, this is an interesting headline. Nicole Scherzinger is a blank from Cheryl.
Downgrade.
Yeah.
Oh!
Did
you sell that story, Joanna?
No.
X Factor producers admit four of diamonds were blank.
Manufactured.
Yeah.
I've seen that too many times and it's not hard. Manufactured, like, is not the best word.
It makes us sound so fake, like
or
a phony.
Like a factory made in a factory.
Oh, Christ. We were hand chosen, hand picked, hand selected.
Yes, exactly.
X Factor celebrity Dermot O'Leary brands Nicole Scherzinger the most blank judge.
Hot. Attractive,
sexy,
no.
Insane,
no.
Sassy,
dramatic,
no.
Mean,
real,
no.
Most
authentic,
famous.
No.
I think it's something to do with the fact that she's the most hands on.
Yeah,
the most
forward,
involved,
invested.
You're really
invested.
Close. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
Committed.
Oh! No, I knew it. She is, realistically, from seeing her with...
Louis is.
No, do you know what?
She actually was.
Yeah. No, she was.
Oh, yeah, because she said
with Matt Terry.
Oh, yeah, Nicole, if you hear this, we want to support you on tour. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, my God, the dream.
Not really, but let's be quiet.
Well, the Pussycat Dolls are back.
Oh, yes. That music video. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's so amazing.
I feel like I looked at myself in the mirror afterwards and I was like, what is this?
I fancy them
one
all.
One of them had only had a baby like 4 or 5 weeks before.
Yeah, that's mad. How?
I mean, I hope I don't offend any of them, but I'm sure, like, aren't they all like late 30s, 40s?
Yeah.
How? Mm. How are their bodies? Ashley Roberts posted a picture the other day from the video shoot and I was like, right, you've got at least you've got over 10 years on me, and your body is 1,000,000% better than mine.
Just happens that way sometimes.
Yeah,
we've got one more. X Factor Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne tell blank during the show.
Lies.
Truth.
No. Oh, no.
Oh my God,
I'm so bad at this.
Tell
troll.
Joke.
Two words.
Oh,
bullshit.
Shit jokes.
That's one word. But.
Yeah.
Tell. That again, read it again.
X Factor's Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne tell blank during the show.
Tell blank blank.
Real stuff.
Real fascinating.
Real stuff.
Really good
story. I just saw my head pop up and real stuff.
Tell people off. Simon
no,
off.
No, but that's not bad. It's actually...
Producers off.
No, no, that would be tell dirty stories. So this is actually in 2016.
Oh,
Sharon admitted that the reason behind the Pez Constantine smiles because they were telling naughty stories to one another.
I mean, do you know what? This press is
that
probably right.
Surprise me.
This newspaper, but how the hell did they even know that?
That's what Sharon told them.
Oh, they're a bit flashy.
They weren't making it up.
Back Row and Chill on FUBAR Radio.
Oh my gosh! Right now, I'm proud. I'm humbled, I'm excited, because right now, in the studio, sitting right opposite me, is my man, Dwayne Henry.
What's happening?
What's happening? Woo! Yes! And Dwayne, for those who don't know, we've known each other a long time, probably go back to 2007, where we did West 10 LDN pilot that I wrote. And Dwayne was a star, an absolutely amazing lead he was, with another lady doing well, Ashley Madekwe.
It's Madekwe, man.
Right? Yeah. And Dwayne was a star. And since then, Dwayne has been doing his thing. He went off to America. He started various things over here. Like, let's get that clear for a start. Started various things over here. Then he was like, I'm going to go to America. He's been doing his thing on the quiet. And now he is the star. One of the stars, but I'm always going to say the star of NCI. So my man, how you doing, man?
Bruv, I'm good, man. It's good to see you, because we go back, man. Like, we didn't have no scenes together, but before West 10, bro, we did dub play drama together.
Dub play drama,
man.
That's right. Man, I'm even forgetting that. Luke Himes. I still speak to Luke, man.
Good guy, man. So yeah, it's been a long road, bro. So obviously people like yourself and people like Amal Amin and
our man Ashley Thomas.
Ashley Thomas and Arnold O'Sheng, you know, it's weird to see us in this position, because we've been a lot of miles, bro.
There's a lot of miles, man. There's a lot of miles. And I think people don't realise that.
Yeah.
You know, that's my boy, Arnold and Ash. That's my boys, man.
Back in the day, man. Yeah, and it's beautiful to see everyone, the seeds everyone planted 10 odd years ago, starting to grow now.
Yeah.
So it's so humbling.
And there's space.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be, I think, an old guard, like the generation above us, or maybe a bit guarded in terms of like, nah, I've got it, there's no space. But there's space.
Yeah, there
especially
is.
Now.
Yeah, there's more room now than ever. There's ever been, especially in the States as well. So, you know, they're feeling us right now, man.
So tell me about the journey. Much like myself, you aspire to be an actor from around the age of 5.
Young, man. Playing cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians, and I just never fell out of love with it. You know, it was something that I felt came effortless to me, that sort of compassion and empathy you have as an actor, and I just sort of ran with it. And I figured to myself when I was young, if I do this and it comes effortless to me, I may never have to work a day in my life. I figured that out early on, and I think that's what the problem is. A lot of young people, they don't really know what they want to do, so
that's
it's
right.
difficult to make a choice and walk down a certain path if you have no idea of what comes to you. And I always tell young kids, do what comes natural to you, then you'll never have to work
but
again.
Also, you said something there, but actually it's interesting. When you say you never have to work a day in your life, what I think you mean is actually, because acting is incredibly hard work, but what you mean is because you enjoy it, it's not work.
Yeah,
you're living your dream, you're doing what you wanted to do, but when you've wanted to do something so much and you love it, it's not like you become a pop star, you sell some records, then you're vexed that you have to go on tour. It's not really about that. It's like, well, why are you vexed? This is what you wanted. It's like when you love something and you want to do it, it's not work.
It's a pleasure. I enjoy it, man.
It's a pleasure. Of course, on set and you're happy.
You're gonna have difficult days. That's life.
That's life.
You're gonna get a lot of no's, but without those no's, you won't know what yes means and how yes feels and how to hold it tight and hold on to it.
I love that. If I had a shotgun, I shoot it in the air in celebration. You know, because I know what you're saying, man. It's like people don't see that. There's a lot of no's.
There's
a lot of heartache. And let's talk about some of that. So, I mean, you've always made brave moves. And I'm always going to give you that. You know, you've always made very brave moves. At 17, because you were born where?
Birmingham, West Midlands.
West Midlands,
man.
Right? Yeah. One has been actor at the age of 5. At 17, you came down to London, to the Big Smoke, to pursue your dream.
I did, man. I had to.
That's a brave move in itself.
Thank you.
And how did you find that? Because it says, I'm understanding that when you came down here, it wasn't all easy. Like, you went straight into acting. You were homeless for a bit, right?
Yeah, I came here with a suitcase and a dream, like what most young people do, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and drunk on audacity, you know. That was mainly my thing. 17, I didn't care. I just wanted to be out of my familiar zones where I was for many years, and just wanted to be in a big city, and I just loved to act, and I didn't know where it could take me, but I knew the possibilities were endless, you know. The day I got here, I said I'd give myself 10 years to the day. I've always said that, and that was November 27th 2003, and it was a Thursday. So November 27th 2013, I booked my flight to LA, and I was in LA by December 3rd.
At first you were homeless,
and
you started struggling, but then what, little things started coming?
First year just on my auntie's couch, you know, for a little bit, and then after that, little section she gave me the corner of her living room started to get bigger and bigger. She was like, you have to come out, man. You have to come out my yard.
Yeah,
it just got a little bit much. So after a year, I got a little bed set, and that's when it really started. You know, I got an agent and then just started to do the grind, like what most people do, just little guest parts here. But yeah, most majority is, you know, just homeless.
And then Dubplate.
You know what? Yeah, Dubplate was such a blessing for me, man. It was such an experience.
Starring Shiesty, Chanel.
Yes, Chanel Carrico, crazy girl. A lot of legends in that. A lot of people, like obviously N Dubs before they blew up, started off in that. A lot of stars. Adam Deacons were still coming up, and it's just one of those shows where you look back and it was like, it's a part of culture, man. It's pop culture. Yeah. No matter how you look at it, you know, we had a time, it was a moment, and everyone loved it at that time, especially the actions of, you know, you deciding the ending of the show and stuff. It was something that was never been done before.
It was interesting because I knew Luke, and we would sit down, and I mean, I'm not going to take credit for his thing, but me and Luke would sit down and chat a lot about, oh, he's like, what do you think about this person? I'm like, yeah, bruv, you should cast that person. They're coming up and blah, 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 blah. And he always said to me, you need to be in the show. And I was always like, bruv, I can't be in the show. Yeah. I'm an older, blah, blah. And he convinced me to come do that one cameo.
I loved it. You and TJ. I remember the scene like it was yesterday.
At the door and the hostel. Yeah, and he convinced me to do that one cameo. Yeah. But I was always like, yeah, man, these guys are good. That girl's good. And then, of course, West 10 LDN.
Listen, bro.
And that was interesting because that show was ahead of its time. I feel like the reason that show never went to series or from the pilot is because actually it was almost, in a weird way, Top Boy before Top Boy.
Kind of. Yeah, they weren't ready for it.
And not disrespecting that show, because I love that show. I love Ashley and I love those guys, Kano and all that. But West 10 was that, wasn't it? It was our community.
Yeah, it was. It was something that, and honestly, you know, not to take it here, but being an outsider in that show, being from Birmingham and, you know, the show called West 10 with a lot of Londoners, and to be like a principal.
The lead.
Well, the lead.
He was the lead.
I'm trying to be.
You're trying to be humble. He was the lead. If the series got made, he was the lead.
Yeah. That was just incredible, man.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously your brainchild and Menhart's brother had written a book
called Courtier Newland.
Yeah. When I read that book, I knew it. I was like, I'm Orin. I don't
you
care.
Are, yeah.
From the first page that opened, before I even got the part, I was like, this is me.
Yeah.
I swear to you, I was like, I'm getting this part.
And you did, and you were great. And Ashley Madekwe, she's gone on to great things.
Yeah.
But I
think
you're right. I think that show, they weren't ready for it at the time. Because you're thinking that's 2007. They just were not ready for that show.
Powerful,
very smart. Yeah. You know, not to say I'm writing it because it's from the book, but it's powerful. Very smart show that I think just showed our people in a positive light as well as the realness of it, and they couldn't get
it. They didn't know what to do.
They didn't know what to do with it. They're like, hold on, there's black people smiling.
Yeah, yeah.
And hold on, the father's still there.
Yeah.
Why is the father still there? This is confusing me. You know what I mean? And they just didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unfortunate. But so, fast forward, 2013.
Man.
You go to LA. Another brave move.
I had to, bro, because it was drying up here, and I figured to myself, look, mate, you're 28, 29. I don't know what's going to happen here, but let me go to the States for a minute. What you have to offer is kind of celebrated out there a little bit.
Yeah.
So just see what you can do. Worst case is you come back. Against everyone's will, including my old agents, you know, they were like, don't go yet and all this stuff. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm out of here. So yeah,
I'm out.
My plan was to go there and take a year out. So I took a year out when I got there just to learn the logistics, learn to drive on the other side of the road, you know, tone up a little bit and work on the accent.
What did you call it? The yardie fat.
The yardie fat, man. All that, them dumplings and all that.
I'm getting a bit older. My old age, I'm getting a little bit of titty on my left pec. It's my age, bro.
Right.
Like, don't laugh at me,
love
man.
Handles,
it's my age.
Love handles.
It's not even a love handle. My sides are good. It's just on my firm pecs. Just on as my age now, getting a bit soft on the end, like a
two
little
push ups.
A little
bed.
Nah, it's not. I've done the push up, bro. The pecs there. It's a little bit of boobage on top. It's a little fat on top. You know, I was holding my baby. He tried to suck it the other day. I was like, nah. I was like, okay, I think I need to get some Kardashian lipo or something up in here.
Stop
you
it.
Know what I mean? Anyway, so yeah, you're in LA.
Yeah, took a year out after about a year. Well, when I first got there, I sat down with my manager who now, and he said, are you ready to come out and
do this? Is he still your manager?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, he must be dancing the G, man.
Yeah, he asked me when I first got there, he said, are you ready? And I went, no. He went, seriously? I was like, no, I need a year. So literally, I took a year out, met him a year later. He didn't hardly recognize me, and I said, I'm ready. First audition was a show called Shades of Blue, Jennifer Lopez. That was my first audition in the States. Long story short, I read for it, and it ended up being between me and another guy.
Yeah.
That was my first gig, and being at the top of the NBC tower with Barry Levinson, the director of Rain Man, you know, Benny Medina, J-Lo's manager, and J-Lo, you know, and she's like, this is your first audition in America? And I'm like, my first audition. And they're like, whoa.
Did you ask her out for a drink or something?
I was shook.
I would have been like, yeah, it's my first, man. You want to be my second or something, man?
In her dreams.
She
looked good, though. I didn't get the part, obviously. I wasn't, you know, gonna have lack of experience, but I just kept my head down for 6 to 8 months, and we knew knew I could work, but it was just about finding the right gig.
Yeah, man.
So I booked a pilot after that called Paradise Pictures that was set in the 40s. You know, beat out of a lot of Americans for it. So that made me feel good. Little young saxophone player.
Love that.
Didn't get picked up. Cruel Intentions, the TV show.
Which is based on the film.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a part in that. And they dropped my character from regular to reoccurring. And when we got the word it was reoccurring, that's when I went up for NCIS. And it was at the end of pilot season. All the man them are booked. Ashley Thomas, all these guys had booked 24. I still didn't have nothing. Yeah. I didn't have nothing, you know. Homeless, all this. I remember sitting with Ashley Bashy, sorry, and then telling him.
It's all right. I think we can call him Ashley now.
Yeah, we can call he's a big boy actor.
He's a big boy actor on 24. Yeah. I think we can call him Ashley Thomas. I love that kid. I remember
sitting with him just before we both had booked anything, and I was just down and out. He had to borrow me some change for food. And I remember saying to him, like, right, is this going to happen, bro? Like, man's nearly 30 and that. Like, what's that? And he was like, fam, trust me, just have faith.
Just have faith, do your work.
And literally, a few months later, he got 24 and I got NCIS. So when we see each other now, like, we hang out and stuff, it's just that look we give each other, like, man.
Of course, man, it's amazing.
Yeah, so
it's amazing.
It's crazy, man.
Obviously, this is going to have you booked for a while.
Hope so, man. Yeah. I'm still a sponge, no, man. I got a lot to learn, you know.
We all do.
So just head down and just do the work. And as I said, most actors, most of the people in the industry, we just want to be useful and feel like we're working because ultimately, we just want to work.
Yeah, an actor without work is like a broom without bristles. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of useless, really.
Yes, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Good point.
So, sweeping up and just scraping up the floor. Yeah. Is like, no point.
That's it. So we want to be basking in bristles, my friend. So
basking in bristles, man. I love it. Listen, my friend, after all these years,
crazy,
I know you've been doing your thing. It's been a pleasure to see you. I got to tell you, I'm massively proud of you.
Thank you, man.
Seeing you grow up.
Thank you.
And watching what you've been doing on the UK and then over there, watching from afar, because I'm not even seeing you, really. I think we bumped into each other about 6 years ago before you went.
Yeah.
But I've not really seen you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you. Can I just say something about you as well? You are obviously...
I'm sexy.
I mean...
You looking at my boobs?
I've heard that. I don't know. You're a pillar, man. You know you're a pillar. You're a pillar in this community. And without people like you, there wouldn't be no people like me and the next generation under us, you know? So for you to break down the doors and tear off the roof, thank you on behalf of everyone, because you've had to go through a lot as well. I've seen you from when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah, you've known. Yeah,
and you still look 12 years old now. So well done.
Thank you very much, man. Lots of love.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Michael Payne's here.
How's his trousers?
Tenuous. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. I was tempted not to speak then, so that no one would believe you, that you actually have friends.
Nah, I've got a few. These two are contractually obliged to be my friends.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah, but really well. Just been calling out. I'm flying to Newcastle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love it.
Flying to Newcastle.
Gig?
No, I'm doing some shooting with cameras.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Should be good fun.
Lovely.
Got a couple of Land Rovers.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
I have a Vauxhall Sphera.
They don't make those like they used to.
I'm a family guy.
Oh, dear. Have you ever done any video content in terms of you standing in front of a camera being you?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff? Vines?
Go on YouPorn and find out, mate.
I mean, I know, and that's exactly why I got you in.
You've probably seen me, that's why you're asking.
Yeah, one hell of a
man. You probably emulated me, that's why you're asking.
Have you ever done any, like, because a lot of us nerds here are, like, YouTubers and shit like that. Have you ever turned a hand at that?
No, just music videos. That's all I've really ever put, that's all I've really put on YouTube.
Yeah,
just music videos.
Mature, real stuff.
Yeah, I leave all the YouTubing to people like you, you know? Yeah. That's not enough, because you've clearly got a knack for it. That's not an underhand comment like this. They're like your sort, right?
Yeah. Well, that leads us on to our next segment. Talking to people like me.
Oh.
We're going to teach Michael how to do a very highbrow challenge, aren't we, Will?
Oh, right?
We certainly are.
Yeah.
Okay.
On YouTube, you do need to be very intelligent, mature, and sophisticated, and the best way to rise to stardom is to do the Fluffy Bunny Challenge.
Right.
Are you familiar with this?
I'm not.
It's basically just putting marshmallows in your mouth and saying Fluffy Bunny after each one.
Okay.
And after a while, you probably get views.
You can't chew, and you just have to literally move around your mouth.
You can't chew!
When you say it like that, it makes it sound pathetic.
Well, that's literally the secret to being a successful YouTuber.
Yeah, Fluffy Bunny or get a pug.
Putting things in your mouth and not chewing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's also how you get successful on your website.
Yeah.
Are you ready to do the Chubby Bunny Challenge?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I do know what it is.
Okay, well, you've got your marshmallows there. Right. Yummy, yummy in your tummy.
Oh, I wish I had some more.
It's a nice multiracial selection. I like that. Yes. It's not only white ones.
No, exactly.
Because I wouldn't have done it if it was.
There's pink as well. So, whenever you're ready, put a marshmallow in your mouth.
But you're not going to say Chubby Bunny. You're going to say,
shit.
Because that is your catchphrase.
That is my catchphrase. Stole that off Clay Davis. Right, so that's one.
Yeah. Remember to like if you like Michael Payne.
That's one.
Or two.
Shit.
Oh.
Two.
The record is 14.
Shit.
15.
15.
That's that was a reply to what you just said.
See, I...
Four.
He's rocking him.
He's going to struggle.
Scaring me.
I wonder if the gold tooth is helping. Or...
Oh.
Oh, look at this.
Oh. Just more intimidating
it's
than
like,
each one.
It's like a bag for life.
How many is that?
I don't even...
Seven. Seven. Eight. He's just got a double that for the record.
Nine. Nine.
It just sounds like shit in slow motion, doesn't it?
Ten.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It says 10 in the making.
11.
Britain made
wow.
One
12. He has no gag reflex.
You bought.
13. He's not going to beat Joe. 14. Go on. 15? Is he equal to record?
One more!
He's got it! Give us a He didn't even have a chance!
Oh, God.
Oh, here he goes! He's regurgitating like a mother owl to the owl babies.
Oh, no. It's a heavy night for all of us. It's fine. Oh, it's a big night for
we can interrogate him, yeah?
Well, this ain't gonna be the first time.
Is it not? It'll be the worst time. I can tell you that right now.
That's a promise, isn't it, Jack?
It is.
Jack Dane, that's a promise, isn't it?
That is a promise. Are you standing comfortably?
I am standing
well,
very comfortably.
Well, you shouldn't. Make it worse.
Should I look uncomfortable?
Yeah, look uncomfortable.
I don't know how to.
You already are. Right. DC Nozza.
Shall I go?
Tell him the rules.
If you pass, if you hesitate, or if you laugh, that's a mark against your name, sunshine.
These are quick-fire questions to find out more about the man.
You got nothing on me.
Well, you need to hear these first. When you're ready, Noz.
What's your full name?
Michael Heseltine.
I hear you do rap. Is this true?
No.
Oh, nice. We love rap, don't we, Mr. Dean?
We do, Nozza, and grime. Grimy rap's my favourite.
Is it?
Yeah.
When do you start doing these raps then, Mr. Payne?
1604.
Would you rather sell out Wembley or...
No, hang on. Not the wrong ones. You say what you want.
Oh, my God, I'm such a dick.
If you'd explain the game...
He's got to answer quick-fire questions.
Yeah, but he's doing the wrong ones. He's
That's
jumping
coming
in.
Up later.
Yeah, oh, he's always jumping the gun.
I know, I'm ahead of my time.
Right. Hey, police! There's a gun in here. Someone's jumped one. Let's start again.
We're in New York. All right, we're good.
Yeah, right. let's go.
All right.
We want to find out more about you.
Yeah. Right, right.
Be true. Why are you always lying all the time?
No. That's
why you always lying. Let's
rewind. Ready?
Ready.
What's your full name, sir?
Michael Payne, sir.
I hear you do rap music. Is this true?
This is true.
Oh, nice. We love rap music, don't we, Mr.
Payne? We do, Nozza. Grimy rap's my favourite. You probably already knew that.
When did you start doing these raps then, mate?
2008.
Would you rather sell out Wembley or top the chart?
Sell out Wembley.
You ever dissed anyone in one of your tracks?
Yes.
You ever done one of those freestyles?
Yes.
What about an F-54?
No.
Who's the biggest star you've done music with?
Ed Sheeran.
Give us some of your rap lines now.
Hesitated.
You do a radio show with Hugh Joseph, don't you?
I do.
What does Hugh smell like? I bet it's salted caramel.
Just salt.
When was the last time you slept with a real woman?
3 days ago.
Was it nice?
No.
Bums or boobs?
Bums.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Cock or balls?
Balls.
What's the name of your most successful album?
Blame Miss Barclays.
What are you blaming her for?
It's actually a credit. It's a double entendre. It's irony.
What's your greatest achievement?
The fact that I'm still alive.
Is being here right now a low point for you?
Yes.
You got many followers on that Twitter bird show?
Depends what you call many.
What is a dope chef?
Someone that cooks dope.
You ever smoked a cigar?
Yes.
What about weeds? Ever smoked a weed?
Yes.
Ever injected a cannabis?
Nope.
Ever double dropped a spliff?
Yes.
Ever downed a pint of heroin?
No.
What's your favourite alcoholic drink of choice?
Gin and tonic.
Kim K or Amber Rose? Choose the booty.
Amber Rose.
Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2?
Is there a Home Alone 2?
Lost in New York.
Nah, Home Alone 1.
Ever Netflixed and chilled?
All the time.
Ever been inside a woman and then cried?
Yes.
How hot do you have your Nando's?
Medium.
What colour top milk do you get?
Blue.
How ugly is Azil?
Can I just go back to that last question? I'm lactose intolerant. I just remembered. You should know that I'm black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All black people are lactose intolerant.
Oh, well.
You're so ignorant, racist. Mr. Dean. Oh, no. Sorry. How mediocre are Arsenal?
Not at all. They're spectacular.
Was he guilty?
I think he's been guilty for years.
He's been guilty. He's guilty.
Send him down, Will.
Down to the slammer, Will.
Get rid of him. We'll see him later.
Will.
Hey, done nothing.
Go, Will. He's done it all.
Oh, God. That was fun, wasn't it?
It was good.
Did you like it?
I did. You two would make great police officers.
Well, yeah.
You mean it?
Absolutely.
Did you enjoy the interrogation?
Yeah. I always enjoyed the interrogation.
Did you learn something about yourself?
Yes.
What did you learn? That you're guilty?